You've survived school, now you're ready for the rest of your life outside its walls, and just as you're ready to spread your wings, you can't get a look in on any job you apply for. It's depressing. 12.5% of young people between the ages of 15 and 24 right now were out of work in the year to January across Australia. And that figure jumped to 20% in some parts of the country, including Cairns, in far north Queensland, west and northwest Tassie, northern Adelaide. It takes a lot of people tangoing together to really tackle figures like that. Young job hunters themselves, but also schools, employers, governments, all of us. Is there a way to really facilitate those connections? And we're going to hear about one such effort this morning. It's called, oddly enough, the School Business Community Partnership Broker Program. It is about brokering these relationships. It's just been evaluated for the Smith family by Tony Wren, who is an employment and social policy consultant. And she joins us. Welcome.
Thanks, Natasha.
And we're going to hear from two other key players involved in this initiative as well. Tony, making connections between school and business, I mean, it's a popular refrain, this one. What's distinct? What's the approach with this program as you see it?
I think what's different, because we have tried to do this in many guises over the years, this program came out of a national partnership between federal and state governments back in 2009 that said we need to do better at keeping kids in school, because we know that attainment in school is a key predictor of future employment and often can be the future predictor of not being in poverty, good health and a much more prosperous life.
Now, we've heard that before too. So what is the distinct feature of this? And I think it's the key word in the title, brokering.
Brokering is key. And it's because it's been a national approach. So it said we're going to do this all across Australia and we're going to have a national framework. We're going to evaluate it nationally and we're going to set some targets. And we're going to be able to replicate what happens in different places. Because the other key part is that locally it's delivered very much according to what is needed locally. So there's literally hundreds of different providers in Australia who won contracts to deliver this program. And some of them are non-government of organisations like the Smith family. Others are Chamber of Commerce, but also...
Are they the brokers?
They have won broker programs, yeah. So it was contracted out, it was decided it was best to do it that way, not to deliver it in schools, because schools are too key. They're really caught up in education, and the idea was we need a much more strategic approach in a community which brings in, of course, works very closely with schools, but also isn't caught up in perhaps what's going on in schools, and also can work across, very critically, independent, Catholic and state schools and bring all the players together. And that independence certainly came out as a critical factor in my report of the success. They were seen as honest brokers, no agenda of their own, and very passionate to be advocating for the young people.
Let's really give some examples here. And we are about to hear from two participants of a project that really engaged, I gather, mostly Year 9 boys in southeastern Queensland. But can you give us some other examples that give us a real sense of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I liked all of the case studies I got the chance to see, and some of them weren't focusing so much on employers, because some of them were working with quite young children, particularly in Indigenous communities in Darwin, because the problem there is that young Indigenous people aren't actually getting to year 10 or 11 or 12. So those partnerships focused much more down in the primary years at engaging and keeping young people, including young people who came into town from remote communities from time to time, and how could we engage them. So that was quite a feature of a lot of partnerships, but the other partnerships worked very closely with employers. One in particular, Wollongong, is a very high level of unemployment, and unfortunately only about 50% of young people completing high school down there in some places. So one of the interesting projects was with the ANZ Bank locally, where they, instead of just coming in and doing some resume writing, which they'd done before, they said, what have we got to offer? Mm-hmm. We know about money and we know about customer service. And young people who were really not going to school, there was a lot of young people not engaged at all, they were actually interested in starting their own businesses. They had ideas that they were passionate about, fashion, graffiti removal, all sorts of ideas. And this project actually captured their passion, put them in groups, gave them mentors and coaches from the ANZ and other businesses. And they actually started real life businesses that made real life money.
So did they?
Yeah. And
how old were these students?
They were around 16. And one of the successful people, he actually said, most of the time when it was maths or English, I'd go surfing. But when this program was on, I went and he got his business going. He actually made money to go on his schoolies week.
It could be an incentive to leave school rather than stay in school, though, because you've got a little taste of what money
is.
Yeah,
but it also gives them a taste of what they need to be successful. And in that instance, that young man actually finished his HSC and then went on to a really prestigious TAFE fashion design course and is still there and still running his business.
Very interesting. Let's hear then from two partners in the School Business Community Partnership Broker Program. That's not so easy to say on the radio quickly. We have with us Martin Dwyer. Now, Martin is the National Training Manager for Yamaha Motors Australia. And we also have Jeanette Gentle, who is the principal of the Sandgate District High School in Brisbane. Welcome, Jeanette. Welcome, Martin.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Natasha.
Now, Martin, your company's operation is southeastern Queensland, I gather, and you were prompted by a skills shortage. You were very much feeling the brunt of that.
Yeah, that's correct. We identified about 4 years ago a bit of a situation in the marketplace where we were losing skilled technicians to other industries, in particular the mining industry. And it was an area that we needed to look at how we could generate some interest in the school community and school leavers to look at our industry as a potential for a career. And it was at that time that we were introduced to a partnership broker. And I'd have to say that prior to that, we were really struggling to find a ways to connect with these students and get our message out there.
But you wouldn't know where to start, really, would you, in some sense?
That's right, exactly. And, you know, and the program itself has been running for about the last 3 years now, and we've found that we've managed to connect with a number of schools in Sydney and also in the Brisbane and Gold Coast area. And yeah, it's been good for us because the program has been able to generate interest for the kids in our industry. And I'd have to say, given the types of products that we're involved with, they are leisure and fun type products. So I'd have to say it's very, very easy for us to get young 15 and 16 year olds interested in coming to visit Yamaha and look at what we've got to offer.
Boys and girls?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, boys and girls. In fact, we've had, particularly in the Queensland partnerships, we've had a lot of girls that have come through, and I'd have to say they've done very well at the activities that we've thrown at them. They've probably outshone some of the boys in those areas. So yeah, it's been very good.
Well, I'll hear about the activities because I'm interested in the skills that you're trying to cultivate in that next generation of workers. Jeanette Gentle, principal of Sandgate District High School in Brisbane. What were some of the hopes that your school had in signing up to this partnership, this project?
Well, our school vision is to expand the horizons of all students, and within that vision we have a program which is called the Compass Program, and that's a metaphor for all students finding their unique direction through school to post-school options. So we have done a lot of work in the partnership area because we think it's actually integral to lifting aspirations of young people to get the opportunity to connect with industry while they're at school. So,
and it motivates them in the classroom, in a sense, as we're hearing.
Yeah, well, this program is called Work Inspiration, and the nomenclature around inspiration has a particular meaning. So the idea of students entering into a very structured program, and it's made up of three parts. So the first one is getting young people to reflect on themselves and the roles they would be suited for after school, and then they go behind the scenes and have a lot of contact with people in industry, and that could be across, you know, being technicians or marketing, sales. They connect it with Yamaha racing teams. And then finally, they have a one-on-one where they're talking about, well, what careers could possibly come out of it.
Mm. So the steps you'd take to enter those careers, because that's key, it's making those connections, isn't it?
Yes, so the outcomes we've had for this, and it was particularly targeted at Year 9 because that's traditionally a time when some young people disengage from schooling. So we found that in the Yamaha program, it is a really high quality program, and a lot of the students actually raised their aspirations having participated in the program and were inspired to think about that industry area as a possible pathway post-school.
Can you give an example, just to give a sense of the trajectory for a student? And obviously you don't have to identify anyone.
Well, students through the program can get school-based traineeships and apprenticeships, and students have also taken up full-time apprenticeships by going through the program. So it really leads to real high-quality outcomes, so work with training associated with it.
Martin Dwyer, what's this about the Yamaha Student Grand Prix? This really was a hit, I gather.
Yes, we started out talking with schools and getting the students to come in and learn a little bit about basic servicing and basically types of careers available in our industry. And at the time, we had a bit of a roundtable conference with a few of the partnership brokers, and we nutted out an idea that basically mirrors a skills contest that we've been running with our senior technicians in our dealer network for quite some time, which is what we call our Technicians Grand Prix. So we decided to add the competitive element to what the students were learning, and it basically made for a fun aspect of the whole program. And I think because of that, got the students more engaged in what we were doing.
So what did they actually do that was vocationally relevant? What was the Grand Prix? Did they end up racing cars or motorbikes?
Well,
I should say.
I must say, a lot of them would have liked to have thrown their leg over a motorbike and gone for a ride, but we did get a lot of those questions, but unfortunately we couldn't. But
not the Year 9s. They don't have their license yet, of course.
No, that's right. But it was basically bringing them into our training centres and teaching them some basic skills in the area of servicing and also parts interpreting. And we then got out of that group of around about 15 or 16 students, we narrowed down to two or three from each school, and those students came back for a competition phase of the program, which meant that we then put them through those exact same tasks again, but unsupervised, and we evaluated their learning that had taken place over that period of time. Finished up with a winner and a runner-up, and at the same time there was a little bit of rivalry amongst schools sort of things. It was an inter-school competition that took place, and it just added to the learning environment for the students.
Certainly made your job more fun too.
Well, it was a fantastic thing. And not only did the students come to our training centres and learn the Yamaha side of things, we also took them to the TAFE centres so that we could show them exactly, if they did take up a job as an apprenticeship or a traineeship, they get to see where they would be learning their trade. They get to speak to others about, the career paths that are available to them and things like that. We took them out to industry. We took the Sandgate students and some of the other students from the Brisbane area out to visit boat builders and to visit some of our dealers. So,
although some of those students would be thinking, well, the manufacturing industry is in decline, is this the best path for me?
Yes, I guess they would have, but I mean, some of those industries are still quite healthy and are starting to get a bit of a resurgence in some ways. It was really the objective was, and I know Jeanette mentioned earlier about work inspiration, and part of the work inspiration element was to give the students exposure to as many different careers and job opportunities as possible, so that they could try and relate to, okay, am I the type of person who would like to do something like that? Or, it may not be just boat building. It might be someone in the area of design, or it might be someone in the area of marketing or sales or something like that. So
yes.
It was broadening their outlook, basically.
And Jeanette Gentle, principal there at Sandgate District State High School, for your end of things, it must take extra effort, though, to keep those connections real and alive in the classroom so that the kids feel compelled to stay on.
Yes, it does, and that's where the brokers come in, because they're able to put in some of the hard basic work you need to put in to make connections between industries and schools. Once that work is done, it becomes a lot easier to keep the partnerships going. So that's a critical component in making these programs successful.
Tony Wren, back to you. You've made the point that both Martin and Jeanette have made the point that the broker is key. So in terms of your sum up of looking at this initiative across Australia, where is it standing now? Because, of course, all things are up for grabs at the moment.
Well, this program actually is funded till the end of this calendar year, so it mirrors a school year, and there's no further funding available that we're aware of. So the government actually doesn't have to make any decision. It can just lapse the program, is the technical term. We're hoping that my study and others, there's been a lot of studies that have shown how effective this program is. There's over 1,800 employers engaged in this program around Australia.
And what about students?
And at least over 2,300 schools across all the sectors. So lots and lots of engagement. Now, this has taken a lot of time to build. That Yamaha project we heard about, that was 7 months in the making. And that was with a very engaged employer that we've heard from. Mm. So these programs, we've got some great examples. What we need to do now is build on that, and we need to be able to replicate these great programs, because the program lends itself to that.
And how would you build on it?
Well, we really need to have a long-term funding approach. I mean, you can't get long-term success with short-term funding. We've only had 1 year additional funding this year, so people are actually thinking about winding up. They're losing their jobs at the end of the year. That's not effective. Employers particularly, the feedback as well was that employers are very reluctant to engage in short-term funded programs that switch on and off. This program will come back in some way, because we can't not have employees engaged with school, especially, as we said, with rising unemployment. But to throw it out would just be really a waste of the investment already made.
Mm. And have you got political ears?
Well, I think there are some really sensible ministers who recognise the importance of this employer engagement, and I think also hopefully some of the larger employers who are engaged very closely with the government will be advocating as well.
Look, thank you very much for joining us to explain the ins and outs of this project. Really appreciate you making the time. Jeanette Gentle, no doubt a very busy day there at Sandgate.
Always an interesting challenge as a principal.
And Martin Dwyer, National Training Manager at Yamaha Motors Australia. Thank you very much. And Tony Wren, Employment and Social Policy Consultant. Thank you.
Natasha and Jeanette.
And thank
and
you.
Tony, thank you.
Yes, indeed. That was the School Business Community Partnership Broker Program. Perhaps you've had an experience of it. We'd love to hear from you on our website. Just head to this story and you can comment there, or you can ring our listener feedback line 0283 1430. It sounds like it works. So perhaps we'll keep that conversation going. It's an area that we cover quite a lot on Life Matters, those building relationships as kids leave school. So crucial, isn't it?